This message comes from NPR sponsor VCU Massey Comprehensive Cancer Center, who, as an NCI-designated comprehensive cancer center in the country's top 4%, is unconditionally committed to keeping loved ones in their lives. MasseyCancerCenter.org/comprehensive.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. Aid groups in Rafah are trying to maintain services for people who are unable to leave now that Israeli troops have entered the southern Gaza city. As NPR's Ayah Batrawi reports, Rafah is home to more than 1 million displaced Palestinians, half of them children.
Since the October 7th attack on Israel, people in Gaza have had to pick up and move again and again and again. From the beach road, to the schools, to El Shifa Hospital, to El Shawa, to Rafah, Fatma Balah rattles off the places she's been forced to flee. "We've seen nothing but suffering," says the elderly woman, who walks with a cane. On Monday, she was among the more than 100,000 people in eastern Rafah Israel told to leave. Children piled onto donkey carts and in cars stacked high with mattresses. But most people had to walk through streets overflowing with sewage and garbage as they dragged luggage and pushed the wounded in wheelchairs.
NPR's Ayah Batrawi in Dubai. The Biden administration is proposing changes to the asylum process for migrants seeking refuge in the U.S. The proposal comes as President Biden faces mounting criticism for not taking stronger actions at the U.S. southern border. More from NPR's Deepa Shivaram.
The proposed rule aims to expedite the process to reject asylum seekers who are not eligible for asylum, like people who pose a national security risk. That process can sometimes take years, but with the new rule, the Biden administration is hoping it will happen much faster. The Department of Homeland Security will put out the rule on Thursday, and it will go through a review and public comment period. The news comes as Biden is trying to find ways to limit the number of people who are crossing the southern border. Immigration is one of Biden's weakest political issues and one that voters consistently say they are concerned about this election year. Deepa Shivaram, NPR News.
The Republican-controlled U.S. House has approved a bill that calls for an unprecedented change to census numbers that help determine how presidents and members of Congress are elected. But NPR's Hansi Lo Wong reports that the bill is facing some major obstacles to becoming law.
The House voted 206 to 202 along party lines to pass the Equal Representation Act. It's part of a push by Republican lawmakers to use the 2030 census to get a tally of non-U.S. citizens living in the country and then subtracting them from the census count that determines each state's share of House seats and Electoral College votes. The 14th Amendment says that count must include the, quote, whole number of persons in each state. And Census Bureau research suggests that the proposed citizenship question is likely to produce inaccurate data and discourage many households with Latino or Asian American residents from getting counted in the census. That could lead to communities across the country not getting their fair share of federal funding.
Hansi Lo Wong reporting. This is NPR. Severe storms barreled through the Mississippi, Ohio, and Tennessee valleys Wednesday, spawning tornadoes. High winds downed power lines and trees in northeastern Tennessee, where at least two storm-related deaths have been reported. Another storm fatality was reported in North Carolina. Civil rights attorney Ben Crump says sheriff's deputies in Fort Walton Beach, Florida, have shot and killed a black service member. Crump says 23-year-old senior airman Roger Forston was gunned down in his home on Friday. The Okaloosa County Sheriff's Office says the officer fired in self-defense while responding to a call about a domestic disturbance. Crump says Forston was alone when he was shot and that police went to the wrong home. Tens of thousands of sterilized mosquitoes are being released in Southern California. Jackie Fortier of LAist explains why.
The lab-raised male mosquitoes are sterilized with an X-ray machine. The hope is they'll mate with females, producing eggs that can't hatch.
The reason that we're using males is because males cannot bite.
Steve Vitrone with the Greater LA County Vector Control District says they plan to release 32,000 sterile males per week.
We'll slowly ramp that up to a peak in like September of 60,000.
The sterilization technique has been around for decades, but it's new for mosquito control. For NPR News, I'm Jackie Fortier in Los Angeles.
General Motors has announced plans to stop producing the gas-powered Chevy Malibu later this year to make way for production of new electric vehicles. More than 10 million Malibus have been sold worldwide since being introduced 60 years ago. I'm Shea Stevens. This is NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Vuori, a new perspective on performance apparel. Clothing designed with premium fabrics, built to move in, styled for life. For 20% off your first purchase, go to Vuori.com/NPR.